I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, airstrikes killed at least 43 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, including 8 children. In total, this conflict has killed over 200. Last week, Palestinian young people carried out protests near Bethlehem Bible College. Israeli soldiers met them with tear gas. Jack Zahra asks you to pray for the safety of everyone involved.
I don't hear Palestinian Christians calling for revenge or violence. So may their voice be lifted high and their voice be heard by the people around us.
The current unrest began in Jerusalem, where there were evictions and the storming of a mosque. Sarah says a lasting peace is in the best interest of both Israelis and Palestinians. Pray that the body of Christ among them remains both bold and faithful. And Lebanon's financial crisis created an unexpected opportunity for Christian ministries like Triumphant Mercy. Executive Director Nuna tells us,
NGOs are able to exchange the dollar at a high rate. This is enabling us to do much more than we used to do before.
The Lebanese lira is worth less than a U.S. penny. That's the lowest monetary unit. And this means that every donated dollar goes even farther to help people in need. It's a good thing, too, because the needs in Lebanon are greater than ever.
The truth is that they need more than just words. They need physical assistance. They need to pay the rent. They need to feed their children.
Pray for believers as they provide both help and hope in the name of Jesus.
There's so much need. There's so much despair that people are just saying, we were going on the street. I don't care if I die from COVID. You know, I don't want to die from hunger.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.